What do you think of the effort from the guys tonight?
Really good. I think, you know, we don't broadcast it, but half of our roster has been sick for quite some time. We lost two guys relatively early, and we found a way to get the job done. And I loved our start, carried the play, and you could tell we're running out of gas at the end, but we found a way to get it done.
Like defensively, you guys are really strong tonight. Did you like the effort on that side of the ice?
Yeah, I did. I thought our compete was good. I just thought our structure, for the most part, was good. Making good decisions. You know, and like I said, they were a little bit tired and fatigued with the numbers and the health, but they found a way. They dug in. And it was kind of a theme today about, you know, being grateful for what we have and, face adversity. I mean, our adversity is nothing compared to some people in this world, and we got to remember that. You know, it's a little bit sickness, 3 o'clock game, and, you know, that's the biggest adversity we seek. I mean, that's nothing compared to some people. So we're pretty fortunate, and the guys played like that. They played, with determination. I liked it.
Obviously, Condro stepped in and had a pretty good game for you guys. I think 38 saves or something like that. Were you impressed with him?
I think it was the other way. I think he had 20-some saves or whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, he's calm in there. He makes a save. He's, you know, he uses just confidence. Like, he's a really quiet, unassuming kid. He just goes about his business, and that's kind of the way he plays. He's, you know, he just stops pucks. He's not rolling around or anything. He just stops pucks, and he's got a sense of calmness in there, in the net, and that really helps us, the players, because, you know, he's so calm back there.
I've saw a bit of change, like, roster-wise lately, too. Do you think the guys have responded well to, some of those changes?
Well, it's difficult. I'm the first one to say it. You know, you go attach to these guys, we preach being a family, and then one of the family members goes, and that's part of the business. You know, it just is. I mean, if the greatest player of all time can get traded, other players can trade. It's just the way it is, and it's unfortunate. But, that's part of adversity, too, you just have to deal with it. But I like the way our guys responded. You know, they lost a couple friends, for sure. We understand that. But, you got to move on. You just have to, and it's part of the business. I've been in this business for a long time, and that's just part of the business, and they're getting used to it. And, guys get traded, guys get moved to different teams. I mean, I got drafted the Oilers when I was 17. I thought I was going to play 30 years for the Oilers. It's not the way the game works. So you just have to deal with it and move on, and I thought our guys did a good job of that.
What's the plan for the goaltenders moving forward? Are they going to be splitting some time?
No clue. We haven't discussed that yet. We just, Ian Gordon's a very good goalie, consultant, director of goaltending, and he's very talented. He does a good way with the guys, and we lean on him a lot. He knows what he's doing, and we haven't even talked about what we're doing moving forward.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.